Suspected Islamist militants killed at least 85 people in northeastern Nigeria over the weekend. Christopher Wells has more.
Twin bomb blasts in the city of Maiduguri killed at least 46 people on Saturday evening, while around 50 kilometers away, dozens of gunmen were razing a farming village, shooting dead another 39 people. The attacks are putting pressure on Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, whose intense military push to end a 4.5-year-old insurgency by the Islamic sect Boko Haram has been running for almost a year. While the bloodshed has not diminished, the army had at least had some success in confining it to remote rural areas in recent months, so the attack on a densely populated market area in Maiduguri may be seen as a setback. Boko Haram, which has killed thousands of people in its fight for an Islamic State in northern Nigeria and has become the biggest threat to security in Africa's top oil producer, is increasingly targeting civilian populations. The attack on the village of Minak on Saturday evening is typical of recent raids by Boko Haram, as its fighters continue to target anyone they view as supporting the government's effort to end the insurgency. I'm Christopher Wells.